USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's mandate for federal contractor employees to be vaccinated will be halted nationwide amid lawsuits from several states that say the president overstepped his authority in demanding the COVID-19 shots. Spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
The reason that we proposed these requirements is that we know they work, and we are confident in our ability legally to make these happen across the country.
The mandate was set to take effect January 4th, affecting roughly a quarter of the U.S. workforce. The House on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a $768 billion defense bill after lawmakers dropped proposals that would have required women to register for the draft, repealed the 2002 authorization of the Iraq War, and imposed sanctions for a Russia gas pipeline. Instead, the measure provides significant increases for initiatives intended to counter China and bolster Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Although the press was kept out and the White House is providing no transcript of Tuesday's video call between Presidents Biden and Putin, all we know is what the White House is releasing.
Direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Food and Safety Inspection Service, a part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, recently announced a massive recall that involves 235,000 pounds of pork products from Alexander and Horning. The food items may be contaminated with listeria. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Biden administration announced it will be diplomatically boycotting the Winter Olympics in China, Chinese media announced no one cares if politicians don't show up. The human rights offenses in China are documented and atrocious. Republican Senator Rick Scott with the Armed Services Committee says money over principles is a bad direction for a freedom-loving nation.
Whether it's the NBA or whether it's Nike or whether it's Delta, they're all focused on how they make more money. You know, heck with human rights. Now, they would like to get, you know, their rights, and they want to criticize everything that happens in this country, but God forbid they do anything that would impact their ability to make a profit. So, now, and by the way, the Biden administration, what a joke. I mean, this is the bare minimum to say they're not going to send diplomats. They need to be clear. These Olympics should never be held in China. They should be moved. They should have been doing this the entire time they've been in office. Now, look, we're giving communist China, let's remember that. We're giving the Communist Party of China a platform. We're in the, you know, the NBA, all these people, they say, oh yeah, you can have a platform, they're going to change, they're never going to change. The Xi has made a decision, he wants to do everything he can to take away every American's human rights, they want to take all of our rights away, all of our jobs away, they want to build a military to defeat us. Either we start standing up, or we're going to start learning Mandarin.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.